99.5 FM, WBAI New York, and on the internet at WBAI.org. It is 5 o'clock, and Happy New Year. Back of the book.
Hello, this is Radio's Uncle Sidney. When I'm out and about, folks comes up to me and says, "You should be ashamed." But when they calms down, they says how much they loves WBAI. That's WBAI New York and WBAI.org. Back in the day, we had commentaries by Malcolm X, Ayn Rand, Abby Hoffman, and William F. Buckley Jr. Imagine them folks in the same room at the same time. Nowadays, we've got Bob Fass, the founder of the feast. Amy Goodman, you know her, we got her. Michio Kaku, the smartest guy in the world. Shows that helps you not to get evicted. Top-of-the-line news and interviews. Insane artists and musicians. Well, okay, okay. We went nuts for a while back there. But now we're okay. We're like your crackhead cousin that's making good. So we know you're pulling for us. Go, go, run right now to WBAI.org and look around. See where we've gone. You can even subscribe online. Believe me, you'll be glad you did. Stay tuned.
It's probably around 5 a.m., and you're listening to all...
Operation Warp Speed is unequaled and unrivaled anywhere in the world.
We're losing power in the warp engines.
A lot of problems.
The warp driver's a hopeless pile of junk.
Radio WBAI New York.
No, I know we're not in Kansas.
Good goddamn morning. How the hell are you? This is WBAI New York. The program is Back of the Book. My name is R. Paul Martin. She is Radio's Pickles of the North. Good morning, my dear.
Good morning to you, my dear, and a hearty day to hello to our dear 19 listeners, wherever they may be.
And in whatever condition they happen to be in, because some of them, you know, well, anyway. Yes, and so we're going to talk about various things here on this program, and you can find out a little bit more about some of them by going up to my website at glib.com. That's glib.com. You can look around at things up there. When you get there, you'll see a blue navigation frame on the left-hand side, and at the top it will say latest back-of-the-book program links. Those will be the program links. It will bring you to the web page for tonight's program. This is our 25th pandemic episode of Back of the Book. It's pre-recorded because the two of us don't want to get killed by COVID-19, so we're staying it as much as possible. This program was recorded on Friday, the 1st of January for airing on Saturday morning. If things have happened between the time when we record this and when you're hearing this program on Saturday morning, we won't be referencing them on this program. A recorded program cannot be as up-to-date as a live program, but we have to do it this way in these dangerous times. The top story of the past week is we are up to 106 followers on Twitter. Oh, amazing. I didn't know there were that many people in the world. Oh, Twitter is just a Twitter with all of our huge number of followers. Well, maybe not. Anyway, so we have all those followers, and we thank them. We're glad we have all those followers. And, of course, it is a new year. So Merry New Year to everyone. We're all glad that 2020 has gotten the hell out of here. And we are now in the third decade of the 21st century, which sounds like a real science fiction thing to say. And yeah, you know, everybody will refer to this as the 20s, and it will start in last year in 2020. And so people will call it the 20s, but really there's no year zero. The year 2000 was the end of the 20th century, not the beginning of the 21st. So 2021 begins the third decade of the 21st century. So here we are. Wow, we've gotten into the third decade of the 21st century. That's a little bit amazing to me to hear me say it.
Yay.
Well, we have to hope it's not the way it was last year. But Merry New Year, everybody. The next public WBAI LSB meeting should be held on Wednesday, January 13th, 2021 at 7 p.m. on Zoom, even though Zoom compromises privacy and security. And the next meeting will probably have an executive session attached to it, which I don't think is going to be all that great. Plus, we have elections for national board members, and gee, it's going to be a little busy at the next meeting here. Oh, well. Oh, I remember. And if you would like to listen to the WBAI local station board meeting, you can go up to kpftx.org and you can look there and you will be able to find the WBAI details of the LSB meeting. And it will be in a box marked January 13th. So, yeah, when you get up there, you'll look at the monthly view, and you will see January 13th, the WBAI LSB will be listed there. Click on that, and you'll get to see all the details of how you can listen to the thrilling LSB meeting. I plan to be there. COVID-19 cases in the whole world reached 83,762,860 on Friday, and deaths reached 1,823,700. In America, the number of cases as of Friday was 20,043,565, and the death toll in America reached 346,859. So 17,504 people have died of COVID-19 in America since our last program 1 week ago. That's the same rate pretty much as we had last week. And by the time this program airs on Saturday morning, all of those figures will be higher. The Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine has been approved for distribution in the United Kingdom, and it's being examined by the Food and Drug Administration in the United States. It's expected to be approved and should join the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines for distribution around April of this year. And, of course, Project Warp Speed was really wonderful, wasn't it? It was another Trump administration plan, yeah, warp speed, where they were going to get the vaccine out. They were going to have something like 20 million people vaccinated by the end of the year. Well, that year has ended, and we don't have anything near 20 million vaccinated. We, in fact, have something like maybe a little over 10% of that number vaccinated. So it's going very slowly, partly because the federal government is just saying, all right, there it is. No guidance, no suggestions, no help. Just like, okay, we're going to distribute food. So you go and outside the White House, you dump food on the lawn and say, there it goes. Okay, states, it's up to you now. And that's what's happened. And so warp speed has turned out to be yet another Trump administration screw up, except it's a screw up that's probably going to cost even more lives. Boy, oh boy. Health professionals are bracing for the Christmas surge and maybe a New Year's surge after that. We've got the second wave. We had a Thanksgiving surge on top of the second wave. We're probably going to get the Christmas surge because people traveled in their millions and millions for Christmas time. And we're probably going to get that very soon, any time now. The cases will start popping out. And then other people for New Year's either went traveling to places or they went out to some place and celebrated with a lot of other people who didn't wear masks and who didn't socially distance. And yeah, this is going to be very difficult. So yes, we could expect surge upon surge upon surge on top of the second wave. This is not good. I mean, no wonder diseases spread like crazy. People just can't get it into their heads. Hey, there's serious stuff going on. Don't do this. If there were fire falling out of the sky, maybe people would be able to say, oh, yeah, we better watch out for the fire falling out of the sky. But if it's not something that flagrant, apparently they can't keep it in their heads that, yeah, there's stuff out here that's dangerous. The ordinary, normal stuff. Breathing can be dangerous in the wrong situation, and we better do stuff about it, like wear masks, not all clump up together, and stuff like that. But people just won't do it. Throughout history, diseases have spread.
Yeah, if you can't see it, if the virus was the size of a baseball with fangs and it could fly at your eyes or your mouth, then maybe people would wear something. But since it's like the air, you can't ordinarily, you can't smell it. You can't know that it's there except, you know, you're alive, so you must be breathing it. Oh, well, God.
Yeah, this is humanity. The disease vector in chief, Donnie Bonespur Trump, continues to claim that he's doing great things about the pandemic. At least he says that when he decides to interrupt his incessant golf games in Florida and elsewhere, and his whining about the election long enough to briefly mention the pandemic, and then he goes back to saying how he won in a landslide. By Friday, both houses of Congress had overridden Trump's veto of the defense bill without Trump's demanded tax on big tech companies, which he feels did not support him enough in the election. Congress should have gotten this done earlier in the week, but there was drama. And the stimulus bill was passed, and the whiny disease vector in chief did eventually sign it, because I think a lot of people are saying, you got to sign this thing. You know, and among other things, the government's going to shut down, and, you know, you will not be able to go places or something. I don't know. I don't know if they can continue putting him in jet planes to go wherever he pleases if the government is shut down. I'm not sure about that. Maybe they can. But in any event, a lot of stuff would shut down. They probably explained to him that some of it would affect him and his pals. And so he eventually signed the stimulus bill, inadequate as it was. And so we should all start seeing a $600 check, probably with Trump's name on it again, in the next week or so. And it's predicted that most people are going to save the $600 rather than go out and spend it right away. Because a lot of people need to eat, and they've been without work and without money for a while. So they really are starting to prioritize, let's eat and see if we can pay some rent maybe and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're going to spend it on the frivolities of life.
Yes, know? That's from the Republican point of view. Now, in this time, the House has passed a bill to make the stimulus checks $2,000, which is what Trump said it should be. But that appears to be dead in the Senate. That creep, Senator Mitch McConnell, refused to let that measure come up unless Trump's attacks on large social media companies, which I'd mentioned earlier, and a commission to investigate voter fraud in the election were included in the bill to give everybody $2,000. Yeah, he's a politician. He knows how to kill things. McConnell said he wouldn't allow the proposal for $2,000 stimulus checks to be considered on the Senate floor because, quote, socialism for the rich is a terrible way to help those Americans who actually need the help, unquote. What a stupid thing to say. Socialism for the rich. He talks about people who need the help. Well, yeah, they need the help because they don't have any money and they're out of work and their unemployment crapped out. They'll get it back soon, but at the grocery store they may not accept. My check will be here soon. So you're in trouble. Wow, what a thing to say. Socialism for the rich.
Didn't that already happen in 2017?
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe he doesn't remember that he and the other Republicans passed Trump's gigantic tax cuts for big businesses that made billionaires even richer. And that was 3 years ago. And how can he say these people have absolutely no shame? And they'll just say anything at the moment. And socialism is the big thing to attack during the election. Oh, socialism is coming if you don't elect Trump. And so this is what the Republicans are on now. Oh, without us, there's socialism. And this would be socialism for the rich. But yeah, history, do you remember what you did? Yeah, they remember. They're just scumbags is what they are. And that idiot Trump flew back from his golf life a day early because one Republican senator has announced that he's going to oppose the rubber stamp approval on January 6th of the Electoral College vote on the election because both houses of Congress meet together on January 6th. It's a pro forma rubber stamp, and there it goes, and that's how it's supposed to happen. But one Republican senator has said, ooh, I can get myself some personal publicity. I can get on TV and really show for the president and he'll like me. And the other right-wing idiots will like me because I'm going to screw things up. Apparently, Trump is also calling for all of the violent right-wing creeps to converge on Washington, D.C. on January 6th in an attempt, one, to boost Trump's ego, and maybe also to allow the right wing to have a show of force in the nation's capital. I don't think it's going to intimidate the people voting on it. One thing is, some people have been working on Pence saying, hey, Pence, you're president of the Senate. You preside. You could say it's not approved. And that will, you know, that would be a gigantic constitutional crisis. What would happen then? I think that so far Pence has not agreed to that. And I think Pence might be looking at things and saying, do I really want to step in bleep that's this deep? You know, it's going to go up above my nostrils and I may not be able to get out of the deep bleep. So I, from what I'm hearing, he's not making noises about going along with this nonsense. If he did, it would be a gigantic constitutional crisis. But I think that even then, it wouldn't matter because I think the whole thing goes forward anyway. And what are they going to do? Are they going to try and get the military to come in and stage a coup d'etat for Trump? Military has said they're not going to do that. Maybe that's what Trump figures he can get the right-wing creepos to come in and do. One hotel, by the way, that's been a favorite place for the so-called Proud Boys group to stay in Washington, D.C., is shutting down rather than accommodate that right-wing hate group.
Boy, let's think about that for a moment. This hotel has to shut down and get, you know, even less revenue than it's been getting during the pandemic because they're doing the right thing. They have morals. And the military had to actually say they won't participate in a coup d'etat. Wow.
I do think that is the first time we've ever had the military have to make that announcement in America.
Holy crap!
I could be wrong, but I think that's the first time the military said that. It's never had to in the past.
Happy New Year!
Well, on January 20th, things are going to change because no matter what the moron in the White House at the moment does about it, the President of the United States will become Joseph Biden on January 20th at noon. There's nothing Trump can do to stop this now. The Electoral College has voted. Just remember that the Trump administration's behavior is not normal. It is extremely abnormal. It is bad stuff. The Trump administration is doing bad things. And right now, we should probably pitch a tiny little bit, maybe more than a tiny little bit. We have a new setup. We're able to use two microphones now. Last time we did this, we got a horrible hum or buzz. This time it's working, and we'll see how the audio goes. Geez, I hope we're recording. Looks like we're recording. Be terrible if we spend a lot of time and then we get done recording. We go in and there's like 3 seconds of silence and then we say, uh-oh. But I don't think that's going to happen. It looks like we have a certain amount of time here on the little recording device with our two microphones set up. It's a great accomplishment. Anyway, I am going to beg for a bit. This is WBAI New York, and what we do is we are non-commercial, listener-sponsored radio. We don't have companies coming in and saying, buy our product, buy our cars, buy our lotion to make your skin look better, arguably. Some of those commercials, by the way, some of those people. I don't think some of that crap works at all. Yeah. Oh, and I rub this on my face, and now I look so pretty. Really? What does it do? Go into your brain and soften your brain up because you don't look so great. So we don't take advertising. We are listener-sponsored, and that's not just a slogan. We are sponsored by the listeners, which means we're sponsored by you. What that means is we have to get on the air and beg for money. Now, we used to go on the air 3 or 4 times a year and beg for lump sum payments. Well, management has come up with a new thing, 52 weeks. And we started in July, and every program we are required to pitch for a while to get BAI buddies. And we go a little further than that. We also say that if you want to send a lump sum, we'll take it. Either way, please get up, go to your phone, dial 1-516-620-3602 and say to the people that pick up the phone, you want to become a BAI buddy in the name of Back of the Book. BAI buddy is the name of the sustaining membership here at BAI. And what you can do is become a BAI buddy, and the rate is up to you. You can have them take $5 a month or $10 or $15 or $20. You could do more, but I think most of you will be in the $5 to $20 range. And they can charge your credit card or your debit card once a month. And, you know, $5 charge once a month, that's not so bad. And you also get to tell them what day of the month you want the charge done. That way it's more convenient for you. And so, please, we're asking you to get up and go to your phone, dial 1-516-620-3602, and say, hey, I want to become a BAI buddy in the name of Back of the Book. And they'll know what you're talking about, or they should. Also, if you would like to do a lump sum, the way some people did, in fact, George from Northport, donated a lump sum in the old way 2 or 3 programs ago. And so he did that. You could join George if you want and donate a lump sum. And this is what we've been doing in the past is asking for people, make a pledge and, you send the money. Either you use a credit card or you tell people to bill you and they send you a bill and you write a check and send it in and all of that kind of stuff. You can either do a lump sum all at once of whatever amount you want, or you can do a BAI buddy. Again, a BAI buddy, you get your credit card or debit card charged once a month. It could be $5, $10, $15, $20. And again, you get to do that by calling 1-516-620-3602. That's 1-516-620-3602. We do all sorts of radio programming here, and some folks are liable to find, I think, that the program will sound a little bit different by the end of this month or sometime next month, because we used to cover more science topics. We used to cover more of a variety of things, sometimes somewhat odd things, and we used to cover all this stuff, but the Trump administration has been so egregious, so awful, so terrible, so threatening to civil liberties and to life itself that we have just not been able to stop talking about it for four solid years. I'm sure we'll have things to say about the government. Biden's a politician. He's going to be a politician. McConnell is still going to be in there doing his dirty deeds. A lot of Republicans are going to be around. They may retain control of the Senate. That's a possibility. Hope they don't, but it's a possibility. And so all of this politics, this toxic politics, is going to keep on going on. And so we'll talk about it, but I think we won't be as freaked out over it, and we won't be having to scream about how the administration is abnormal. And I think the programs will probably be a little bit different at the end of January and into February, and we'll see if we go back to the way we used to do things. Who knows? Who knows? 1-516-620-3602. We do science topics that you don't hear elsewhere. We do science topics decently as opposed to stupidly. On TV, a lot of the time, they just laugh at the science topics. Why do they do that? Well, that's an open question. Maybe they're just idiots. Maybe because they don't understand what they're reading, they just go on with it. And they laugh because... kind of nervous to talk about this. I don't know what I'm talking about. And, they feel stupid and they laugh about it. Anyway, we don't do that. We talk about stuff. We research stuff. When we report a science issue, we really report the science issue. And we tell you what's going on. And, yeah, it works out that way. All right. Please, please, we implore you, if at all possible, call 1-516-620-3602 and pledge some amount of money to WBAI as a lump sum, or say, I want to become a BAI buddy in the name of back of the book. You can say you want them to take $5 a month or $10 a month or $15 a month or $20 a month out of your credit card or debit card, and that will help WBAI a great deal, because the BAI buddy is what management is counting on to save this radio station. And Pickles of the North and I continue to live our pandemic lifestyle. She goes out once or twice a week. I stay in because I'm so vulnerable with old age and a list of comorbidities. Oh, boy. So we're keeping on keeping on. And Pickles did get us a little of what she calls treats this past week or so, because we've had all these festivities. So instead of going out and mixing with people and spreading disease, we're just having some, cookies or something. And not too many cookies. So there you go. That's it. And I mentioned on the last program that I was having computer issues. I'm almost done with them. I've been upgrading the computer. I got a major thing done on the computer. And oh boy, I'm adding software. One piece of software I'm adding is going to help me to edit this radio program more efficiently. Yeah, I had been editing this program with software that's not really up to mixing at all. But I managed to mix anyway. But this way here, it's a much better way to do it. And yeah, the computer issues are getting better. Although for days at a time, I've had the computer not being so great. Oh well, there we are. Oh, I want to remind everybody that we are a weekly radio program now. And so you can find us here every week, Saturday at 5 a.m. And right about now, I think it's time for us to do a station break. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, broadcasting from an antenna atop four Times Square, being fed from a studio somewhere in downtown Brooklyn, and being pre-recorded in our living room somewhere else in Brooklyn. We are also streaming live at WBAI.org, and at WBAI.org there are also archives. And here we are, whipping around the sun, and it's winter now, of course, and Pickles of the North has a thing or two to say about that.
All righty. This is from timeanddate.com, and it's an article entitled Perihelion, Aphelion, and the Solstices by Arpana Kerr. The Earth is closest to the sun at its perihelion, about 2 weeks after the December solstice, and farthest from the sun, or at its aphelion, about 2 weeks after the June solstice. The Earth orbits the sun in an elliptical path, which means that there is one point on the path closest to the sun, and one point that is farthest away from the sun. This path's shape varies due to the gravitational influences of other planetary objects, particularly the moon. Approximately every 100,000 years, the Earth's orbital path changes from being nearly circular to elliptical. The difference of the Earth's orbital shape from a perfect circle is known as its eccentricity. An eccentricity value of 0 is a circular orbit, while values between 0 and 1 describe an elliptical orbit. Due to variations in the eccentricity of the Earth's orbit, the dates when the Earth reaches its perihelion or aphelion are not fixed. In 1246, the December solstice was on the same day as the Earth reached its perihelion. Since then, the perihelion and aphelion dates have drifted by a day every 58 years. In the short term, the dates can vary up to 2 days from 1 year to another. Mathematicians and astronomers estimate that in 6430, over 4,000 years from now, the perihelion will coincide with the March equinox. Ooh, what a celebration that will be. Perigee and apogee. The moon's path around the Earth is also elliptical. The point in the moon's orbit that is closest to the Earth is called the perigee, and the point farthest from the Earth is known as the apogee. I remember that from apogee away. The terms are also sometimes used interchangeably with the Earth's perihelion and aphelion. The words perihelion and aphelion come from the ancient Greek, where peri means close, apo means far, and helios means the sun. Ah, yes, Helios is one of the gods. They are used in astronomy to refer to the closest and farthest points in the orbits of any object revolving around the sun. Together, they are called apsides, the points of least or greatest distance of a celestial object in orbit around another astronomical body. And the perihelion in New York City is going to take place today, Saturday, January 2nd, 2021, at 8:50 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Ah, well, hey, that's going to be 2 hours and 50 minutes after this radio program gets off the air. So you want to go out and wave at the sun or something, I guess.
At that point, the distance from the sun's center to the Earth's center will be 91,399,454 miles.
Okay. So when is that date in March when the equinox is going to be the perihelion?
Mark it on your calendar, yeah. Paul. 6430.
64. Okay, so it's March 21st, 6430. I don't want to miss it. Okay, I've written it down there. 6430. Do Do I have a meeting that day?
I don't know, but whatever happens will be little heads in jars, I think so.
That might be, if we're lucky.
If we're lucky.
Anyway, all right, thank you, Pickles of the North, for that educational moment amid everything else we're doing. And speaking of spacey stuff, and this is pretty spacey stuff, the British newspaper The Guardian reported on December 18th that the 64-meter Parkes radio telescope in Australia had picked up a faint, narrow-band transmission at a frequency of 982.002 megahertz in April and May of 2019 while observing Proxima Centauri. Proxima Centauri is a red dwarf star 4.25 light years from Earth. It's the closest star to the sun. And reportedly, the signal showed up during 5 30-minute periods over several days. All of this happens while the telescope was pointing directly at Proxima Centauri, and when the telescope was turned away from the star, the signal vanished. That's significant because that's one of the tests you do to see if the signal's coming in that direction. And 902 megahertz is a very directional signal. You know, like with old-fashioned AM radio, AM radio. It goes all over the place and you can have your antenna pretty much anywhere and you can receive it. With FM, it's a little more precise and it's a narrower beam. At 902, which is nearly 10 times the frequency that WBAI broadcasts at, you really have to really aim at where it is. And so getting the signal while pointing right at Proxima and having the signal disappear when you go more than, I think it's 16 minutes of arc away from Proxima, which is a small amount of deflection, that says something. We're not sure what yet. Proxima Centauri, by the way, has at least two planets, one of which is a super-Earth with at least 1.17 Earth masses, and it orbits in the star's habitable zone. Now, 1.17 Earth masses means that you would weigh about 17% more on that planet than you do on this planet, assuming it's something you could stand on. We don't know. It appears to be a rocky, Earth-like planet, and the gravity is rather close to the gravity that we experience. Of course, they're all looking at this to learn more and more and more about that little planet. And the other thing, though, is Proxima is a red dwarf star, and those tend to be erratic, and they shoot off solar flares with lots of radiation, and yeah, it's rather challenging for creatures to live on the surface of a planet that is getting all that much bombardment of radiation now and again. It doesn't have to be constant, but if like once every 100 or 1,000 years you get a huge amount of radiation sweeping over the planet, that's going to affect whether or not life can happen at all. However, that planet is in the star's habitable zone. And the habitable zone, by the way, is the region around a star where a planet with the right conditions could host liquid water on its surface. And we figure, the scientists figure, that liquid water is really the necessary thing for life anywhere. Now, this revelation by The Guardian has gotten some people on the internet quite exercised. Now, in all likelihood, it's just a transmission from some earthly source. But people have seen a lot of science fiction movies and TV shows. You know, there was Contact, where they make contact with the space aliens and What's-Her-Face goes off and visits them and it looks like she doesn't. But anyway, and we've seen lots of things with first contact with alien species and all of this. And it's all very dramatic. The real life thing, if it ever happens, will probably not be nearly as dramatic. It will also have huge gaps of time. Anyway, one person who heads up a group that looks for evidence of intelligent extraterrestrial life said that, quote, The signal is 99.9% likely to be human radio interference, unquote. But there's still no actual explanation of this narrow band 982 megahertz signal that kept showing up. And also, this isn't the only time something like this has happened. On August 15th, 1977, Ohio State University's Big Ear radio telescope picked up what's been called the WOW signal. It was a 72-second narrowband transmission which came from the direction of the constellation Sagittarius, which generally is aimed toward the center of the galaxy. The signal has never repeated. It also remains unexplained. So, yeah, this thing with Parkes' 64-meter radio telescope in Australia picking up this interesting 982 megahertz narrowband signal, it's not likely to be E.T. calling out for pizza. However, if there were intelligent creatures with the technological ability to receive radio signals on the planet orbiting Proxima Centauri, they'd sure as hell know that we're here, because we are beaming radio signals out all over the place. We're doing it right now. Yes, WBAI is shooting this radio program off into outer space. Hello, outer space aliens. Here we are doing back of the book. Can you, as an outer space alien, call 1-516-620-3602 and donate some quatloos? Anyway, yeah, so this is an interesting thing. It, you know, it's not something to get all hopped up about, but it's an interesting thing to say, oh, yeah, look at that. By the way, the Earth, if you're looking into radio frequencies, the Earth is brighter than the sun, because we devote so much energy to radio and TV signals. Again, the low frequency stuff like AM radio, it gets trapped. It bounces off the ionosphere. That's why AM radio signals can travel all over the world. Whereas WBAI at 99.5 megahertz, we shoot, for the most part, out into space. We have a vertical component to the signal, and we try to make most of it horizontal so that you can receive it, but some of the signal gets wasted, so to speak, by getting shot off vertically, and it goes into space. The same is true for TV signals, which operate at an even higher frequency.
We send you peaceful greetings, our alien cousins.
Oh, my godlessness. Anyway, yeah, so if there were creatures that could receive signals on Proxima Centauri, they really know we're here, and they're just 4.25 years behind on their TV watching. They are only now starting to find out that, gee, this guy Trump has been elected. They can look forward to 4 years of us complaining about the behavior of the moron in the White House. So there you go. All right. And another story. Apparently this year, researchers in the École Normale Supérieure in, I don't know how to pronounce that, Supérieure. You can get into trouble trying to pronounce some French words. There's a famous old radio blooper, which I won't get into, where guy's trying to say a French thing and with an accent. He's an actor, and he says something. It sounds like, I'm going to look up your... And, okay. Yes. Maxwell J. Schmid, who does the old-time radio show here, the Golden Age of Radio, will be very familiar with that particular radio program, I am certain.
Zut alors!
Indeed! I don't know if we could say that on the air, but I will say it. Bleep it.
I gotta say, no one who lives where I grew up ever said those two words. This is something you read, so it's like...
I remember one time Jean-Luc Picard at the end of a Star Trek says... Merde.
Oh!
So there you go.
Well, if you want to get into the swearing...
let's not get too
let's see,
far.
We get the tabernacle. It's all religion-based, so...
Oh, okay. That's
so unless,
what we can do.
Unless you're French, Roman, Catholic, it's not going to mean anything to you.
Anyway.
Goalies! Whoa!
Anyway, this year, researchers at the École Normale Supérieure in Paris, France, and at Purdue University in Indiana, USA, have found solid evidence that anions do exist. Anions are particles, subatomic, really teeny-weeny particles, but they're unlike any other particles because anions are two-dimensional. What? Yeah, these things are two-dimensional. Now, other particles break up into fermions, like protons and neutrons and stuff like that, and bosons. You're familiar with the very famous by now Higgs boson, but also you have things like electrons, which are bosons. So you have those two things, the particles of fermions and bosons. And that's what you can calculate a lot about and say, how is this working? Well, now we've got anions, and they have a funny name like that because they sound so bizarre that they got given a funny name. They could be anything. But the idea that something is two-dimensional, that was actually the part of the plot of a Star Trek The Next Generation episode once, of where the Starship Enterprise is, I think it's bumping into stuff. And they say, what's going on? Why can't we see what's happening? What is this? And they can't see anything. They can't detect it. They send out their probes. They do all the stuff. They can't see it. Eventually, it turns out that it's two-dimensional stuff. And the two-dimensional stuff can turn a little bit, and then they can see it. But when it's edge-on, they can't see it at all. And it turns out this is real. And so, wow, MIT physicist Frank Wilczek predicted anions in the 80s. And anions are quasi-particles. You can't separate one from the others because they're only observable as a result of the collective behavior of conventional particles. You can't see them, which I guess means they're edge on to us a lot. And they have strange properties in the quantum realm. Now, the quantum realm is weird all by itself. This makes it even weirder. And since they're not just theoretical anymore, Microsoft is trying to use anions to build a working quantum computer. All sorts of things can happen with a working quantum computer, including the ability to decrypt all the codes. So if you've been using all sorts of things to try and keep your stuff secret, well, the government might be able to break in and look at it all anyway, because they can brute force out your encryption on you. By the way, I do an archive blurb after every program. We put it up on WBAI.org. When you go to the archives to listen to this program, you see there's a whole lot of verbiage next to what you're listening to, and that stuff I've put up there. And at the bottom of all that, I have a number of links to things like for privacy and security stuff, some of which involves encryption. And anyway, anions promise to do some weird stuff coming up here. We mentioned before about COVID-19. You need to be really careful when there's real danger around. I just want to read this little piece here. The residents of the Hemerijk home in Mol outside Antwerp. I'm not doing well at the European place names today. At this residence for old folks near Antwerp, celebrated the season with a visit from Santa Claus, who was played by a son of one of the residents. And they did this on December 5th, and they had a good time, and Santa Claus came in and they had a little party. Residents began coming down with COVID-19 right after the event. The community had 61 residents and 14 staffers test positive within a week, with the first death reported on December 14th. And as of a few days ago, the number of folks who've come down with COVID-19 at that home has gone up to 85, and a total of 26 have died, according to The Guardian. That's tragic stuff. Other tragic stuff is what's happened in the Midwest. A pharmacist who used to work at the Aurora Medical Center in Grafton, a suburb of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, has been arrested for destroying more than 500 doses of the Moderna vaccine for COVID-19. He's accused of taking 57 vials of the coronavirus vaccine from the refrigerator and leaving them out overnight. He's a pharmacist, and he knew it would render the vaccines useless. And people who got the vaccines would think they've been vaccinated properly when they hadn't been. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that licensed pharmacist Stephen Brandenburg, 47, was booked Thursday at the Ozaukee County Jail. It isn't just the European place names I'm having a problem with. He was booked Thursday in this jail on counts of criminal damage to property and second-degree recklessly endangering safety. The Aurora Medical Center said in a statement that the pharmacist admitted, quote, to intentionally removing the vaccine, knowing that if not properly stored, the vaccine would be ineffective, unquote. And no motive for his action has been announced, but what a creep. This guy needs to go away for a long time. He could be ending up murdering people. I mean, you think you've got it and you don't. You know, you got the vaccine and you say, okay, well, that's good. And then you get it. You get COVID-19 and it could kill you. So, Jesus H. Christ. I mean, what is wrong with this guy? I look forward to finding out what's wrong with him. Is he some anti-vaxxer who wants to just do this for whatever reason, just to get back at people? I mean, he's a pharmacist, for Christ's sakes. He's trained in this area. Maybe he is an anti-vaxxer, or maybe he's just some right-wing creep who says COVID-19 is a hoax, which people do. Wow, this is like tremendously awful, terrible, bad behavior. We got to go shortly. I got a pitch. 1-516-620-3602. Please become a BAI buddy. Call 1-516-620-3602 and say, I want to become a BAI buddy in the name of Back of the Book. And we do these things. You've heard some science stories here today. Oh boy, some science stories. And some of them sound a lot like science fiction. And so we've talked about that, and you're not going to hear those stories in most other places. Who is going to really tackle the anion story at all? It's really weird to wrap your head around it. And if it were at all covered on, like, the TV news, they'd all be making jokes about it and laughing because they don't know what the hell they're talking about. These things are things you only get here at BAI, and you're getting them from us on Back of the Book. Again, we're weekly now, 5 o'clock every Saturday morning. And we need to keep on being able to do that stuff. And in order to do that, we need you to contribute. Call 1-516-620-3602 and become a BAI buddy. Say you want to become a BAI buddy in the name of Back of the Book. You can have them take, that's our sustaining membership, a BAI buddy, and you can have them take $5 or $10 or $15 or $20 a month out of your credit card or from your debit card, and you get to tell them what day of the month you want your card charged. And so it's maximally convenient for you. 1-516-620-3602. Please give us a call at that number. Give us a call at that number now. We seriously, seriously need to hear from a few folks. Please give us a call at that number. 1-516-620-3602. And oh boy, we need to hear from some folks. Yes, we do. 1-516-620-3602. It would really help us. It would help to keep Back of the Book on WBAI and help keep WBAI on the air. We need to raise this money. And these times, in the start of the year, January, February, things are thin. Things are very thin throughout all the Pacifica radio stations at this time. 1-516-620-3602. Please give us a call at that number right now and tell the person who picks up that you want to become a BAI buddy in the name of Back of the Book. And all right. Well, thanks a hell of a lot for listening. And we'll be back here in one more week. Good grief, here we are. It's a new year. It's 2021. It's the start of the third decade of the 21st century, and we're all in it. And oh boy, this is interesting stuff. And on January 20th, we should have a positive change in the United States. All right. Thanks a hell of a lot for listening. If you have joined George, by contributing to the station. Thank you a great deal. And if you contribute and you want to be thanked, say you want to be thanked and they'll let us know and we'll thank you on a future program when we find out about it. These things take, you know, a couple of weeks for us to find out about it. It's a lag because it used to be we could look right there and see what was happening, but we're not in the studio anymore, so we can't do that. 1-516-620-3602. Thanks a hell of a lot for listening. Thanks for donating. We'll be here 1 week from now. Coming up next, I think, is
the Ralph Nader Hour.
Yeah, that. And at 7 o'clock is Hour of the Wolf with Jim Freund, a program all about science fiction stuff. Some of the stuff we just talked about seems science fiction-y. The third decade of the 21st century sounds like science fiction to me. Thanks a hell of a lot for listening. Look out the window and enjoy what you can see. Try to stay warm. Enjoy that $600 check if you get one. And above all, remember what that looking forward to 6430 when he can watch the perigee during the equinox dormouse sit.
I'm Harriet Cole, host of Dream Leapers, here on WBAI. I'm so happy to be part of the WBAI family and have been for several years now. At this time of year, we want to be generous to each other, to our families. It is the holiday season, and I just want to say to all of you, please include WBAI in your generosity. We have been here for 60 years offering you programming like no other station. We bring the truth to you so that you can hear it, digest it, and share it with others. We are listener-sponsored radio. That means you. We need you to ensure that we can stay on the air, that we can bring some of the most amazing guests to illuminate your thoughts, to give you a different perspective on how people are living and thinking, surviving and thriving. So please include us in your end of year generosity. You can make a contribution of any size by calling us at 516-620-3602. And you can also go online at give2wbai.org. And guess what? We have all kinds of goodies that members of our community have given to us so that we can give to you when you give to us. So make a contribution of any size that you can. As little as $10 a month, you can become a BAI buddy. And you know why that's so great? Just like you have to keep your lights on, so do we. If you give us a monthly contribution, you can help us to keep the lights on and keep all of these amazing stories that each of our producers brings to you 24 hours a day on the air as we move into the most important year, 2021. Let us be together, thinking, growing, examining our world. Help us to do that by contributing as generously as you